Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Frank Hoshman.
Here.
David Hill.
Here.
Adam Jones. Robert Huff.
Here.
Chairman, you have four present, one absent.
Four present, one absent. Comes to the quorum in business conducted by official. Moving on down to order of business, the first Department of Justice will be Office of Justice. Good evening. The floor will be open for discussion.
Mr. Wong?
Yes.
Just kind of off the bat, what I'll probably ask for is the percentage that was used from last year, kind of compare
percentage of how it was used from last year?
Or this year, what's left?
Oh, how much do we have left?
At least out of them. Yeah. He ain't taking anything, I'm just kind of going through, so yeah.
Yeah, okay. So if we look at, you want to look at 14 or 15?
I'm looking at going out. Which one is it?
We're going out of 15, so let's see. Well, we're not through 15. Well, I guess no. We would be, but I don't know if all the records have gone in.
Well, Mike, let me just give some, for example, the software and license.
Yes.
The reproduction.
Yeah.
And the abstract.
Okay, we left that at the same, and we didn't add to it, but the reason that our administrator asked me to keep it in there was because our computers, our whole hard drive needs updating. We're going to start crashing, they tell us, and it should have been done last year, actually, but I think she's wanting to keep room in there for that, even though we didn't spend any money on licenses, software licenses last year. She was hoping we could keep it for that reason, because of the need to upgrade.
So will that double the amount of $7,000?
I'm showing $2,500 on
software and licenses. I show it's $3,500
in 1 year.
Oh, yeah, $2,500.
Yeah, I'm showing we reduced it $1,000, actually, but she has to leave some in for that reason that I mentioned.
Have y'all had an estimate on how much it's going to cost?
No, I haven't. And then let's see, the vehicle lease GSA, we used about half of the $6,500 that we requested, and you know, I really don't care about that. We need to go to a pool anyway. We shouldn't be leasing from the government. I think we need to go to a GSA pool and have Sean in charge, or Shane, I mean. But anyway, I understood we're working that way. I don't care if vehicle leasing is cut. We do need it because we have to go to court, especially for our equal cases, and they're all over the state. But we did actually spend half of what we're asking for, so I've got no problem with that. Memberships, fees, that pays for the attorneys, licenses who work in our office, and we pretty much used all that. Abstracts, we asked for zero. We had asked for $5,000 before. We thought that if we buy property, we would ask the council to include any abstracting fees in any appropriation to buy the property, rather than us carrying it in our budget. So we eliminated that. Library maintenance, we're requesting $6,800, and again, that goes back to the computer issues there. Because of the need to be subscribed to Westlaw for legal research, and so we have to pay for those memberships. We asked for $6,800. I see that we used $4,100 last year, so that's a little bit higher. Litigation services, that's pretty much what You know, we asked to cut that. We don't have any cases pending, but, you know, that's a day-to-day thing. Last year we used a fair amount of it because of the dome building lawsuit. So I really like keeping something there just because you never know when we're going to get sued. And when, you know, there's a need to retain outside counsel. But other than that, our budget, we came in, actually cut our budget from last year, and so.
Looked like it was cut $64,899.
Yeah, we did cut it, and actually we cut it last year 10% too, so we cut it the last 2 years.
What did you say, the greatest reduction in your travel?
I'd say travel, probably. We don't travel very much. We didn't go to intertribal. The only trips we take are to continuing legal education, and that's the one sponsored by the nation at River Spirit. So no one stays overnight or is paid any type of mileage or anything like that. So.
I think that's actually neat.
Was there any new positions open from last year? I'm looking at last year's budget, and I see an office manager and legal service manager.
We changed the title of those positions. We had some research assistant, I think, was some kind of title we went with, and that was changed to office manager. Now, the legal services manager, that was just kind of a change in title.
Is that the executive secretary too?
Yeah, we just changed her title because she does a good job, and I just thought it was good. We couldn't pay her more money. We didn't pay her more money. I thought it would be good for her to have a title that said manager, because she is a manager over there. She handles all those people who come in with legal requests, legal services requests. She does a good job talking to them. So I thought she deserved it if we couldn't pay her.
Any other questions? Hearing no questions, do I hear a motion to accept the Office of Justice budget as presented?
No, sir.
Second. Okay. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, we have 4 in favor and none against.
Yeah, 4 in favor and none against that. Budget's been approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next on the agenda is legal services.
Okay, legal services. Me too. Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to get away. I don't know if I have one for legal services. Okay, I've got it. Yes. And all of this, we have a supply budget that we eliminated. It was $10,000 last year. We eliminated it. We're going to pick up that cost through the regular AG budget. The legal services money is 100% toward, and we also eliminated software licenses. That's, Mr. Hill, that's the reason why she insisted on keeping it on our side, because we took it out as a legal services side. So we eliminated everything from legal services except the actual contractual, which pays for, and equipment was eliminated, which pays for the attorneys to go in and file probate cases for our citizens. It's 100% client service money. None of it's spent for anything else but client services for our legal fees.
The 450, is that including or subtracting, what was it, 100,000?
You gave us an extra 100,000, and that's not included in the 450.
So that'd be actually,
I think it's closer. I'm not sure. I might need some help from the controller's office on that. We got a special appropriation in August, I believe, for $100,000.
Yeah, $100,000.
Yeah.
It will carry over until
then. Right. So our budget is 450, but the 100,000 was carryover, so.
This one right here, we'll go back to the Treasury with that 100,000 and spend it out taxes and license, so I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, and that's, I doubt if legal services is getting so big and we're expanding it, especially since we've added the restricted property trespassing legal services. We've got two churches that we're representing now, and those cases are expensive because you have to hire surveyors. You've got to have an abstract built, which costs, well, the one we're doing for our Beka church is about $1,300. That's before you even get into hiring attorneys to represent these people and organizations. So we're expanding legal services so fast, I'd be shocked if we turn in any money next year. And in fact, I might be asking you for more. Hopefully we will. Hopefully they're not complaining to you like they used to. And also, we're doing it for less than half of what they did it for before our office took over. We're saving over $600,000 a year to the nation doing it this way as opposed to how it was done in the past.
Pete, any questions?
We provide a better service, right?
I think we do. Hopefully that's reflected in the lack of calls you're getting. And if you do get any, let me know, because I'll deal with them and take care of them.
Adam?
Yeah, the only thing is only $100,000, we were short, and that's why we done the appropriation for that.
That's right.
Frank, any questions?
No questions.
Hearing no other questions, I hear a motion to accept legal services budget as presented.
Motion to accept.
Second by Adam Jones. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, none against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That budget's been approved. Thank you. Next one is child support.
Yes.
Susan? The floor is open for discussion. See where you cut your, I see you cut your budget from last year to this year by
$77,000. Yeah, something like that. My eyes aren't focusing right now. But basically, we have cut back. Our caseload still continues to increase. We do probably an estimated, I'm just guessing, around 200 new applications each year. So in the past 3 years, we've had, you know, about 600 more people asking for our services in some capacity. But I am happy to report the nation, since the inception of this program, has collected about $11 million and dispersed in child support to families. That affects, you know, 11,000 to 12,000 children annually. So, and we just try to keep those costs and keep working.
Mm-hmm.
Since the government mentioned it's about 18,000 repairs, what do y'all have coming up that you're going to repair?
That's for the, okay, that's the, Carol, the 18,000 in building repairs on the, we used to put it in office rent or office lease, and then it switched.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion to accept the child support as presented?
Make the motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, none against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That budget's been approved. Thank you. Next on the agenda is the judicial branch, district court. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. This floor is open for discussion on the district court. Anything federal we want, it's already been approved. Federal's already been approved. Yeah. Anything tonight, if it's federal, we'll just skip it and go to gaming stuff. So.
Yeah, that's just so.
Sorry. You guys have a copy of that? The district court? I don't have a copy, so. I don't have the budget. So. Thank you. So the floor's open for discussion. Hearing no questions, do we have a motion to accept district court budget as presented? Oh, give me a second.
Make that motion.
Second. Okay, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, none against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That have been approved.
Oh, my gosh. Make me sweat.
It'll be a long time.
We can reverse it.
Next on the agenda is the Supreme Court. Supreme Court. Good evening. The floor is open now for discussion for the Supreme Court budget. Gentlemen, Jones, any questions?
No.
Susan Pete?
Okay. On the telephone and fax, you had 100%. Is that going to routine this year? Or?
No, it should still be the same because it's $1,400 per line, and that's all we pay out for that.
On your contractual, obviously you only spent $13,000 this year, last year. It was last year was $80,000, but it increased to $100,000 this year.
Yes, we increased it back. So we put it down to $80,000 in FY 2014 to go with his executive order, and he wanted us to raise it back up to what it has been. That's for legal services that we have to provide for federal cases that are in court, and it just varies on what's going to be paid out that year, depending on who we have to hire.
Okay. Frank, any questions?
No.
David? Pete? Questions? You good, Pete? Question?
I have it in my book.
Oh, you don't have it? How do you say you didn't bring it around?
I have Supreme Court. I've got it over here.
Oh.
Let's see. Actually go to towards that their renovation also for the whole mound or just your office or what?
It's just our office. We went through the contractual services through the nation, and that's what they bid that job for.
Okay.
Tribal construction?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? You have time to review time out there? Okay.
Yes.
Paige, you get a chance to look at the river.
The problem I see when you have renovations in your budgets, these budgets only last for the year. So any funds that are expended through that year, they're turned back to the treasurer.
Okay.
Most of the time when we have a renovation project, you can almost fund it out of the capital improvement by a piece of legislation until that project is completed and it frees up more money in the game.
That's a thought too.
So it's 62 from last year that wasn't used in that.
Yeah, but if you're going to do a project, you got to make sure it's done by September 30th. And if it's not, and you're in the right middle of that project, you lose money.
Because it's in the budget, yeah.
And so, with my piece of legislation and identifying that project, because it's in a thing right now where tribal construction is overseeing all of these projects now. And they got their hand on it now, so it, to me, you know, any renovations need to be broke away from everybody's operating because it's a whole different
budget. Would you guys consider taking that back and then legislation? Us doing legislation for that portion of the new construction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Put that out there.
And the thing is, if we need it, if there's enough money in it, we'll be appropriated to take care of that as well. We'll make sure that gets done, and you know, it's a lesser amount.
We'd like to see it come out of the capital improvement.
Exactly.
Yeah, Civic
Game. You've got to be okay with that. Still with that.
We just got a different funding.
Okay.
Nicole, are you okay with that? Do I hear a motion to adjust your budget?
I make a motion to adjust the budget.
Per the recommendation?
Per recommendation.
Yeah, not for the 91,000. You're a second on that?
Second.
Roll call.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Jimmy, 4 in favor, none against.
Okay, 4 in favor, none against to take the renovations of $91,000 out of the budget. In agreement with the Supreme Court. And so that reduced your budget down to.
$734.
Any other questions? Hearing none, there a motion to accept the budget as presented with less than $91,000?
Motion to accept the budget.
Second. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, none against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That budget's been approved. At all. Next on the agenda is the executive branch. On the executive branch, Bo Colbert asked to be able to be excused tonight and have his budget moved to the 15th, which would be Thursday night. Is everybody okay with that? So we'll move the chief of staff to Thursday night under the executive branch. Everybody agree? Okay.
Yeah.
We just want agreement. So we'll do that, I guess. Okay. We'll do that. Okay, moving on down the agenda is the office of the second chief. Hey, Robin, is your budget on the bottom cut off too, like everybody else's? Recognize our is your
that's all.
I don't know what the budget was. FY 15 was 500, 583 for the total, and for the FY 16 is 453,833. And for the FY 15 was 500,583, and for the FY 16 was 453,833 for a total budget. Floor is open for discussion now. Yes, sir.
Ron, are you making the telephone advance? It's 11,200. Last budget, it's 8,400 now. Mm-hmm. So is that one?
They may have got more lines or they may have increased lines. We removed a line.
Yeah.
And a fax
number. Okay. Not really.
No.
You know, I'm taking phone calls.
Don't call you back. Yeah.
No reply. Adam, any questions?
One question.
Okay.
Second sheet.
Yes.
Did you give any reasons?
At the beginning of the year.
How much was that raise?
What was that?
82.36.
Is that in this budget?
It is.
Yes, it is. It's reflected in these numbers.
Questions?
No. Ask if there was a raise given this year, and if it's in this budget. Yes, it's 82.36. Now, being that there, we shortened his budget by 36,730, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Hard for me to say.
You got to remember, last time they had what, three secretaries or something.
Right.
That's perfect. So we still work in the hood.
What's that?
It's way out of
4,600. He's just deleted one position, right?
No.
Maybe can you review anything else?
You have any questions for us?
No.
Adam, questions
should be Pete.
Okay. Motion made. Second. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Frank Coachman.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman of four in favor, none against.
Four in favor, none against. That has been approved. Thank you. Chief of Staff will be on the 15th. Moving down the line will be the Secretary of the Nation. For the Secretary of the Nation, the floor is open for discussion.
Chairman, all of our budget is paid is from the economic development, except for a couple of grants that we have carried forward. Our budget, to overall budget, is the same as it was in 15.
Rob, do you have that total? Mine doesn't. I don't have it. I don't have a total.
She said it. Excuse me. She said it's the same as last year.
Oh, okay.
Actually, a dollar.
Yes.
Oh, same thing. Okay. Okay.
It only reflects the 315 budget.
Oh.
It's like it's positive. So that.
Okay.
those were increased by about $24,000 because we added three employees to this budget for 16. And these three employees were hired last year, but they were paid out of grant funds, and two of them will be paid for 6 months out of grant funds, and then we'll have to pick them up on this budget. We reduced travel down to $3,000, and most of that is in-state. Tribal council meetings, mileage almost nothing there, $250. Supplies $2,000, training fees $100. Most of our training, if we get any training, will probably be free. Conference seminars meetings $831. Software and license $1,500, membership $500, and that may be like Indian Chamber of Commerce or the Eastern Oklahoma Development District. One of those, they're probably this won't cover it, but publications, periodicals, cutout, reproduction, cutout, equipment rental, lease rental. That's $1,700. That's for our copier machine. Equipment maintenance repair, zero. Contractual, less than $5,000, zero. Stipends, $7,200, and that's that covers some of our CDFI board meetings. Actually, it'll cover about six meetings because we have only three of those board members that are paid. That receive stipends. The others two are not allowed by their employer to receive outside stipends. Work for bank. No maintenance and repair. Telephone, fax on site is $9,800, and that's based on $1,400 a year for each one of our employees. Indirect cost at 28%, $77,109. Contractual over $5,000. We have budgeted $29,535, and that was primarily to pay our grant writer. So, if we contract a grant writer, it saves. We had two other consultants on this budget last year, but we cut them out. The consultant line item, if we do a consultant contract with the grant writer, then we don't pay fringe benefits, office space, or anything like that. So that's the easiest way to get that job done. Legal services, we cut that out.
Okay. Ben Johnson.
Well, that's your proposed salary, $24,000. Just going to bump that back up to about $63,000.
Yeah. Well, in order to get this budget back to 15's total, that was about the only area that we could reduce.
Is your salary?
Yeah. So these others are just rock bottom.
In response to Mr. Jones, contractor last year, you only used 34% and you spent $267,000 is zero used.
What?
Expensive.
For Secretary of the Nation?
Yeah. Am I reading that number?
Which one are you reading?
Page two.
That's a different grant deal. This is a CNG. 2.5. His budget comes out of economic development, which is a 10-20 basis.
two of those. Oh, okay, one zero now.
Like the administrative assistant, you know, I mean, business coach, they were like last year 37, 34. This year, are we just paying half their salary and the other half comes out of the grant fund or something?
Yeah, they're paid for 6 months. Our ICDBG grant runs 18 months, and they will have this quarter and the next quarter paid through that grant, through that grant. And that's primarily the way we have funded these positions before is through grant money previous year.
They'll get the full salary
for this year.
Out of the grant.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trisha. Well, is that funding as economic development? And at the time, what we were looking at trying to make the cuts was the gaming portion. So that's why I would suggest that maybe that we put back in on that for that position. I mean, this is out of economic development. I mean, I have people actually willing
Thursday night, come back Thursday night, go over your budget Thursday night. Are you available Thursday night so we can kind of make sure and see what that legislation is? Because I don't, so come back Thursday night.
Yeah, I'll come back.
Okay. Okay, so come back Thursday night. Yeah. So you hear a second on that? Postpone to Thursday night. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on down the list of Muskogee Media. Thank you. On the now moving on down is National Council. Robin, speaker. Okay, the floor is open for discussion. The council budget. Reduced it by, what was it, about 47,000? How much was it, Robin?
62,000.
62,000? Well, 52,000. So there's a reduction of 52,000 of the council budget.
$52,927.
With that cut budget cut, does it, looking at our budget from, we reduced by contraction? questions?
No questions.
Any questions?
Is it mileage where we reduce the most?
No, travel.
Travel.
Contractual. Adam? Any questions?
David?
Motion made. Second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Couchman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, we have 4 in favor, none against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That's been approved. Moving on to the agenda, other business. Any other business? Announcements. Hearing none. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you,
comment. Yes.
Could we recheck? I missed one program in here.
Make sure.
I'll get them coming.
Yep.
Instead of the CD.
So you don't keep this back sure all.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Motion adjourned. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Adam, we give benediction.
Knowledge and wisdom and make decisions for the nation. Be the ones who are sick, Lord, place your hand upon them. Heal the ones who are lost, let them turn to you and keep us safe so we travel home. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Can we get a better budget than what's on that CD then?
That's what was strictly...
I know that's what they provided, but...
I'm not looking at the CD.
Because when I pulled them up on mine, it was fine.
Did you print it off of there?
Yeah. That's where the budgets came from.
Which one? What was the one that was cut off? Supreme Court?
Supreme Court and AGs?
And see how it comes out.
I wonder if it made any difference if I flipped it. You know what I mean?
I don't know, because theirs were a whole different size and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ages. Go look at those and see if they're.
Nope. Ow! Can I see yours? Let me print mine. What is your printer set on? Or settings for this one?
I have no idea. I don't do anything. I just print. All right, I'm going.
All right, so.
See, have a good night. Have a good week.
You too. Don't flip the budgets to print them then.